Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We got Scott Abraham from ABC7 joining us. Coming up at 9 o'clock, but joining us right now,
hold on, you gotta,
good friend
you gotta,
of the show.
You got to address the intro song.
Yeah.
You have to address it.
Because his intro song used to be different.
Crack it up. Let me hear this. Let it breathe. Anyway, it's Charlie Casserly.
It's an unbelievable song.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, of course, here in Washington.
It's the most unique intro song in the history of radio.
It's kind of tugging at my heartstrings a little bit.
I mean, Charlie, what's going on?
Yeah, what happened to the Drifters?
Well, we let them drift.
Okay. Yeah, he's drifted away from them, obviously.
Well, I think this song is, I always thought it, I tried to do what was in this song is help other people. So it's been kind of the mission of my life is help other people. But hey.
No, that is true.
Before we get into it, I got one question for you now.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the only question anybody could ever ask and understand in this city.
Yeah.
Bigger now, Saturday night or Monday?
That's a good question.
Well, inauguration.
The inauguration.
Oh, in this city?
I mean, Saturday night. Saturday night's bigger.
Yeah.
Saturday. I know it is.
It is massive. In my world, it's way bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Monday also the Notre Dame game?
Charlie.
Yeah. What about college football national championship? That's pretty big.
Sleeping on MLK Day.
I will say this, Charlie. The inauguration, there's going to be a million people in this city, and we're working on Monday. Right?
What a nightmare.
We're going to be in the city. We're not that far from the Capitol.
And I know where you are.
It might be a nightmare getting out of the city on Monday. I'm not looking forward to that.
Good luck.
Yeah exactly. We're going to need it.
Bring the pillow.
Charlie, I might be stuck here.
Yeah. You know, you were here when people were, I mean, it was just unbelievable. We've been trying to recreate that era. And we were talking about it earlier. I know I've got a Jaden Daniels jersey, and I'm scared to wear it because of jinxes and stuff. That's my own brain. But, like, I'm now proud to wear the gear. I don't really like the name. I'm not asking you to comment on it, but whatever. Yeah. But, I'm proud to wear the gear again, and literally, Charlie, and I know I'm not the only one, for 20-some years, I got some great stuff, too. Great stuff.
And
I just was embarrassed to wear it, and I can't even really answer why. I think because we just lost all the time. It was just kind of humiliating. And now, Charlie, people wear the gear, even though I'm not asking you to comment on it. They don't really love the name, but they love the gear, and they're talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. I'm in the nursing home visiting my mom, a rehab center, and they're all watching the football. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, you all know what it was like when it was the same way, and I'm glad it's back that way. You know, they used to say that the government was more efficient when we won and not as efficient when we lost.
Right.
I think, well, of course, they're all work from home now, so I don't know what you say about that. But I was in a lot of government buildings, and they're all Redskin fans or Washington fans or whatever.
Right.
So the police, Hey, right. You want a parking spot? Hey, you're going to get a good one when you're winning.
Right.
So, no, it's great for the city. And, you know, I think it obviously it started with the change in ownership. I think they could have named anybody, though Josh Harris is doing a good job, and they would have been excited. Okay? And I think Quinn's greatest asset as a coach is the single most important thing you have to do. I know him very well, is building a culture. Okay? And getting players to play hard. You know, when you watch him on television, the two things that jump out on television is, number one, they play hard.
Uh-huh.
They play their butts off, okay? I don't think they're not as good as their win total, okay? And maybe they'll take a step back on wins as they build the program like the Vikings did a little bit. But they play hard.
Right.
And the quarterback, this guy might be Mahomes.
Okay. Look at that!
This guy might
look at
be
that!
Mahomes.
Love that call.
Don't grab me.
A faster Mahomes.
What's that?
A faster Mahomes.
Well, he's faster than Mahomes.
Yeah.
But this guy's got an uncanny knack with 2 minutes to go.
Right.
So he really does.
I told these guys, and listen, part of it is a little shtick. I'm doing a radio show, whatever. But right away, I'm like, this guy's going to be great. He's going to be one of the greatest of his generation. Now, you never know with injury and, you know, things can happen. But if things stay, like, this kid, if he stays healthy and keeps his head on straight, which there's no reason to think he won't, his future is unbelievable.
But, Charlie, I was also mocked when after the first 9 or 10 games, I pointed out to half of the room that Jaden's stats were better than Patrick Mahomes. He was having a better 9 or 10 game stretch to Mahomes, and I was laughed at. I was mocked.
No, because that's not what you said.
There was mockery going on.
You said he was better than Mahomes. You didn't say he's having his stats were better.
I think he was saying statistically.
I don't think so. That's why we jumped all over him.
That's when he backed down.
So, Charlie.
Hey, so, Charlie.
No, not backing down.
This guy, I mean, don't you agree? This guy. I actually said I think he's going to end up a Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm not ready to put him in the Hall of Fame here yet. But, you know, I mean, the guy's like an excellent passer. All every stuff I hear is the work habits are good.
Yeah.
You know, the offense is different than Kansas City. Kansas City is based on throwing the ball and not the quarterback running. Mahomes makes plays. This offense has a lot of runs in it, okay, which makes it hard to defend because you only have a week to defend it. I worry about, will this guy get banged up and hurt, okay? That's because they need him to run the ball.
Right.
Mahomes, they don't need Mahomes to run the ball, okay? And that's how I see the two offenses different. So we just got to hope that this guy doesn't get banged up to the point where, you know, he's not the same quarterback. So.
Right.
So, Charlie, we've talked about this a lot this season, but last year Washington was 4-13, terrible coaching staff. They knew they were done. Quarterback situation was dreadful. And now this year, you flip the script, and if they win Saturday night, they're 14-5. So they went from 4-13 to possibly 14-5. I look back at Houston the year before they drafted Stroud. They were 3-13-1. And then Stroud's rookie year, they go 10-7. They lose to Baltimore in the divisional championship. So, but I kind of think this is a better turnaround. Have you ever seen a turnaround, a one-year turnaround like this?
I don't know. You might have to look it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
There's a better turnaround than this for this many wins on this kind of a situation. I think that I think they play hard. I think their record is probably better than what their talent is, but that's coaching, and that's always good. You always want to have a better record than the talent, okay? So I think as they process through this, you know, we'll see how that goes. But Quinn knows what he's doing. He's a good coach. Mm-hmm. And they overhaul the roster. They're doing a good job placing the players. And we all knew they've got some offensive players that are legit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, running back and wide receiver and quarterback. I mean, those guys can play for anybody. So that's a positive right there.
How do you say you know Quinn very well? Can you give us some background? How do you know DQ so well?
Well, I do a lot of work with development coaches and general managers, which is confidential.
Uh-huh.
I've known him since he was at Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't come to one of our seminars, so I kind of reached out to him on one of my trips for working for television. And we just developed a relationship. And I've kept in touch with him all the way. And the last couple of years, he took himself out of jobs where he could have had jobs. But he just got to the point, said, this is the year I want to take a job. And it worked out for both teams. Mm. Washington got a good selection, and he got a good situation where he's got the GM in lockstep with him, and he's got an owner that is committed to winning. And once you got the three of them in that direction with patience, you're going to be successful. And, of course, they hit the quarterback right away, which that was huge.
Joined by Charlie Casserly, three-time Super Bowl champion, was GM for the Washington Redskins back in the day. You know, you talked a little bit earlier about what it was like in town when this team was winning back when you were the GM of the team. Have you noticed it building here? Because we've talked about it. And how long do you think it takes? The stadium still will be infiltrated by opposing fans. That wasn't the case when you were the GM.
Right,
how
yeah.
long do you think it takes to get to the point where Northwest Stadium is full of just Commanders fans?
I don't know if we'll ever see that again because of the way tickets are sold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, we had RFK was unique because we had sellouts. This is a unique city. That RFK was sold out before the team ever won. Okay? The team lost for a number of years and it was still sold out. It was sold out right shortly after I think it was built. And it didn't have a winning season until 69. It had been sold out for a number of years. So, which is kind of unique, to say the least. So, you have that there. I think the next stadium will be smaller. I think you're always going to have some element of the opposing fans just because of the way they sell tickets now. Okay? But that doesn't mean you can't keep building and building and building the number of fans that you have in the stadium. That's bound to happen. So,
mm-hmm.
Especially with a new stadium.
Charlie, kind of flipping the script, can you kind of talk about the Dan Campbell effect in Detroit? And, you know, obviously they haven't had a lot of success as a team. They haven't been to many NFC. They've never hosted an NFC championship game. They went to the NFC championship game last year and San Francisco blew a 17-point halftime lead. But obviously Campbell and that staff, they've completely flipped the script, and it's kind of shocking if you think about it.
Everyone always thought the Fords were good owners with patience, okay,
right.
And would give you what to win. So it starts with ownership.
Mm-hmm.
They have winning ownership, okay? Everybody thought they had. Campbell's a unique guy. He was not a coordinator, but he was an interim head coach. He's a natural leader, okay? But guys that like that, the best thing he did, okay, we know he's a leader and a dynamic guy and stuff like that, and that's huge. I mean, people follow this guy, but his staff, okay? Ben Johnson is an elite coordinator, elite, okay? Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn, elite defensive coordinator, okay? He got Aaron to come there, okay? Now, Ben kind of just snuck in. Ben was out of a job, and he was a G8 type guy, and, you know, he was greatness waiting to happen, and Dan saw it and made him the offensive coordinator. So now he's going to have to probably replace both of them, so we'll see how he does there. But this is a guy who hired great coordinators, okay, and let him coach. And they made a hell of a deal. You see, if they had Stafford, Stafford didn't want to stay, see.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford's still a good quarterback, okay?
Yeah.
If they had Stafford, the record probably wouldn't be any different. But he didn't want to play there anymore. So they got Goff, and Ben Johnson resurrected Goff. Just like down in Tampa, Mayfield's been resurrected, and I believe in Mayfield. I kind of believe in golf. I'm not sure I believe in Darnold. So that was huge for him. Okay, and then they've drafted well. They hired a guy named John Dorsey, who is a fantastic talent guy. Didn't quite work out as a general manager, but he helped build Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of in the background there, but I know this guy's a winner. So. They did a lot of good things in addition to hiring Campbell, okay? So the coordinators are really great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you got to give them a lot of credit for.
So back to the Commanders and Quinn, he hires Cliff Kingsbury as coordinator. What do you think happens with Cliff? Apparently a couple teams are interested in him.
Well, I saw that he took himself out to the end of the playoffs. Now, of course, that could be, you know, Sunday, if they lose. So that may not be a big deterrent to him. But if they win, I think it'll pass him by. Okay? He's done a terrific job there as the coordinator. There's questions that'll have to be answered as a head coach because that's a different position. But I think he's got himself back into the interview stage, which is huge. And I think that he will have interviews again next year. And just see what happens. So,
how does his performance change then if we lose Cliff? I've argued that Jaden's so special, you know, and I'm not going to say any coordinator could be successful with him, but I mean, a lot of guys, they've seen the blueprint. You kind of know what to do. I don't know. Is that crazy?
No, I think you have a good point. Other coordinators could be successful with him too, but the point is Kingsbury has done it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Somebody told me, he says, wait, Jaden's going to have a much better rookie year than Caleb Williams. I said, why? Because they're going to put in a college offense and he's going to go right away. They're going to put in a pro offense and Williams is going to struggle. Okay. And that's exactly what we've seen. Now, we don't know what the next chapter is going to be when you get to next year and there's a new coordinator and a new head coach in Chicago. And we see what his develop is versus Jaden. Mm-hmm. And will people catch up with what Washington is doing the second year around? That's the question defensive coordinators feel that's going to happen. We don't know that's going to happen because this guy's special at quarterback now, okay? So his passing ability is what, to me, is what is it really jumps out.
What do you please talk about that, because I got a producer over here. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore because he's lost friends over it, but that he's doesn't think he's special yet, needs to see more. What are you seeing that makes him special?
You got to see more. Now, you know, we're all excited about, one season, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, in that season,
yeah,
what I've seen, this is off television, which is dangerous because I can't tell about reading defense.
Fair.
I see a guy that can make all the throws.
Thank you.
He's accurate.
Thank
okay?
you.
Makes throws under pressure.
Thank you.
Okay? Seems to read the field well, though it's a little bit easier with the spread offense, okay? So I'm seeing those things, okay? But, you know, RG3 in his unique way with that offense was special the first year, okay? And then he got hurt, and then he wanted to be a drop-back quarterback. He didn't want to run the same offense.
I know.
So, and then, you know, it went downhill from there. So, you know, time will be the test, but you see the parts.
Here's the argument I've made, and Drab is upset at me because now everyone's going to, you know, attack him. Don't attack him. Just let me attack him. I'm great at that. Robert's toolbox, not nearly as great as Jaden's. He just has more. He's more in his toolbox.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a better natural passer, more accurate.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And he reads the field better. Robert couldn't read the field the way he did, for whatever reason. It's hard.
No, you know, those. You're right. All of those things, this guy's ahead of him.
Yes.
That's why when I look at this guy, this guy's a quarterback.
Right.
Okay.
Charlie, I've said this.
He's not just a
runner. Is this true? I've said this, and I think Jay Gruden agreed with me.
Okay.
I think playing quarterback professional at an elite level is the hardest job in the world. You'll find more brain surgeons. You'll find more guys that can launch rockets. It's the hardest job in the world.
Maybe DJ might be harder.
Besides being a successful morning show host.
For almost 30 years, Charlie, that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's unbelievable.
Yes, thank you. Correct.
I'll tell you what's harder, betting on sports successfully.
Hey, Charlie, real quick, got just a minute left. I'm curious your take about the Sunday night game. Who faces more pressure, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You mean to win?
Yeah. Yeah. In your opinion?
It's the same. They both haven't done it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So, I mean, people will say, well, it's Lamar Jackson. He's been MVP in the league, and he hasn't done it. There's a difference in Lamar has developed as a quarterback in reading defenses. Todd Monken's done a fabulous job up there with him. Okay? So I've seen him grow in what he's doing as a passer. Okay? Josh Allen, I don't know that he's grown because he got pretty good fast early. So, I don't think either one has anything to prove, really, to be honest with you. They're star quarterbacks, okay? They're star quarterbacks that never won a Super Bowl. Dan Marino, Dan Fouts, okay? So you'd still take them if you're building a team. So, and both of these guys you take if you're building a team.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, it's always great just hearing your voice.
Hey, well, hey, thanks for having me on. It's always great to be with you. And I know, like I said, Saturday night might be bigger than the inauguration.
No, there's no might. There's no might. It is.
I'm with you.
In our world, it definitely
is. I'm with you. Hey, thank you, Charlie. Be safe. We'll get you on again soon.
All right. Good enough. See you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, former GM of the Washington Redskins. That was Charlie Casserly joining us on a Football Friday on The Fan.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.